Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran, also known as Pastor Sapphire, Pastor Real. Today gives me a privilege and honor to come on Blog Talk Radio, knowing that without a shadow of a doubt, that every year on New Year's Eve, since I was introduced to Blog Talk Radio, I come to Blog Talk Radio at any avenue I'm able to come to and pray, intercede, stand in the back gap, call upon the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It gives me a great privilege tonight, December 31st, 2020, to come to the throne of grace with thanksgiving, with an attitude of gratitude, lifting up every listener, every future listener, lifting up this government, lifting up our president, lifting up everyone right now that is thinking about if they're going to die, where they're going to go if they die, lifting up all those that are being evicted, lifting up all those that are being challenged by the disease, a disease, a illness, a sickness, a evil spirit, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ in every home and every institution and every jail and every prison and every government office, lifting up the name of Jesus in Israel, in Russia, in London, in the East, in the West, in the North, in the South, throughout the universe, calling upon the Lord's army to be encamped in every home and every home that's calling on the name of Jesus Christ, calling upon the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was left behind to comfort all those that call upon the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has so much to offer. There's so many benefits in the Holy Spirit. And right now, I call upon the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need you. I want you. Holy Spirit, I come in agreement with the Word of God in Matthew 7:7 that says, if I seek you, I shall find you. If I knock on the door shall open. So I come seeking the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace. I come seeking the Wonderful Counselor. I come seeking the Great Physician. I come seeking my husband, our husband. The Word of God says that if we seek him, we shall find him. The Word of God says if we touch and agree about anything, it shall be done in heaven and earth. The Word of God says there's two type of people on this earth. They're God's children and there's God's creation. But tonight I want to speak to God's children, and I want to speak to those that want to become his children. The Word of God says in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that you shall be saved, because it is with your mouth that you confess and your heart that you believe. So I come to you right now, every listener, every future listener, every spectator, any participator, to come to the Lord, go to the Lord Jesus Christ, call upon the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, forgive us for not seeking your face every day, every moment, every hour. Holy Spirit, magnify yourself. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, arrest the souls, the thinking, the spirits that are in the air, the principalities. Holy Spirit, you were left behind, as the Word of God says in John 14:12, to do greater miracles. So, Holy Spirit, I ask you right now that you use my mouth right now, that you use my mind, my soul, my spirit to speak to those that will be listening, to those that are listening, to help them to be in a better place, to help them to activate the Word of God, the Word of prosperity, the Word of hope, the Word of healing, knowing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for a purpose, for a benefit. He died, and when he died and God raised him from the dead, he raised him on the third day. And on that third day, we saw what is called a resurrected power on the resurrection day. So we call upon that resurrected power today and every day of our lives. We thank you, Father God, in your word, that whoever comes to you
and believes in you and trusts in you that you will never, never leave them nor forsake them. We come to you, Lord, right now, asking you, Lord, to help us, to guide us, to help us in our weakness, to help us in every time that we lean on our own understanding to arrest our mind. So we come to you right now, Lord, that you said that to ask for forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness for our sins known and unknown. And I ask you right now to forgive us, to bring to our memory everything that we need to ask for forgiveness, to help us to command every germ, every sickness that touches our body to die in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we come to you, Lord, because we have faith in you. So we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy according to Ephesians 6:6. We are redeemed from sickness and disease according to Galatians 3:13. We know, Lord, that there are plagues right now in this world, but we know that we have power, we have authority, we have faith, we have hope, and we know that with our mouth we can either speak blessings or curses, life or death. So right now we come in agreement with your word in the book of Numbers chapter 16:50 that says every plague is stopped when it comes near me through the atonement of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I thank you, Lord, that we can loose ourselves from every infirmity. Like Luke 13:12 says, every infirmity, whether it's cancer, whether it's AIDS, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's another strain, it doesn't matter because you know all things. So we thank you, Lord, that you make us whole, whole like you want us to be according to Acts 9:34. So we thank you, Lord, that we continue to understand, to believe, to confess, to accept that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we let our bodies function in the wonderful way you designed it to function according to Psalms 139:14. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you that we loose ourselves from all heart attacks rooted in fear, and we command all spirits of fear to leave us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth according to Luke 21:26. We thank you, Lord, that we, Lord, that we know that we have power, that you wash our steps with bought butter, as your word says in Job 29:6. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you anoint our head with oil and you let our cup run over according to Psalms 23:5. Thank you, Lord, that you could see heaps of our lives according to 2 Chronicles 31:8. Thank you, Lord, that we receive riches and honor, durable riches and righteousness according to Proverbs 8:18. Thank you, Lord, that you command your blessings upon our storehouse according to Deuteronomy 28:8. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, that your word is a strength. Thank you that we will have patience because we know that through you, you give us patience, you give us hope, you give us a foundation, you give us assurance, you give us breakthrough. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, that you promised Israel that he would drive the enemy out little by little. And you said that in Deuteronomy 7:2 and Exodus 23:29-30. Thank you, Lord, that unless we understand this principle, we will become weary in praying. And sometimes, Lord, you don't want us to be weary. You don't ever really want us to be weary. You never really want us to be discouraged. You want us to have freedom. You want us to receive freedom. You want us to grow. You want us to need you more. You want us to bind and loose, as your word says in Matthew 18:18. Lord, we thank you that the word bind means to secure, to confine, to restrain, Lord. So, Lord, we bind every weakness that we have within ourselves. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to examine ourselves, to bind, to loose, to rebuke, to cast out, to call upon your name, to call upon your blood. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Thank you, Lord, that this coming year will not be the same. It will be a better year. It'll be a year of being more focused. It'll be a year where we will see more healing, more deliverance from evil spirits, more deliverance from stress, from anxiety. Thank you, Lord, that we will not doubt, that we will not fail, that we will be overcomers, as your word says. Thank you, Lord, for our relationships that will be more positive, more productive. Thank you, Lord, for our finances. Thank you, Lord, for our ministry. Thank you, Lord, for every project that you give us. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us. Thank you, Lord, for eliminating spiritual obstacles that impede our progress. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from the rough places and making them smooth and making the crooked places straight. Thank you, Lord, for your words. Thank you, Lord, that we will pray without ceasing. Thank you, Lord, that we will loose what needs to be loose, that we will be free, that we will come detached from all things that are not worthy of our time. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done, all you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for breaking all generational curses of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, rejection, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I come to you this evening as we get ready to break, my Lord, 2020 into 2021. I come to you, Lord, asking you, Lord, that you use my mouth right now to break all assignments of the enemy against your children, against your creation, to break all curses of sickness, of disease, of poverty, of lack, of leaning on their own understanding. Lord, I come to you, standing in the gap for your children, your creation. Lord, right now, Lord, I seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness that you offer to us, Lord. You said all things are possible if we believe and we trust in you, Lord. You said that we are to rebuke and cast out all spirits of cankerworm, pollenworm, caterpillar, locusts that will eat up our blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. You said, Lord, that we believe and we confess it, that you are our Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, according to Genesis 22:14. We thank you, Lord, that we're blessed coming in and blessed coming out. We thank you, Lord, that we are your servants and you take pleasure in our prosperity according to Psalms 35:27. Thank you, Lord, that we meditate on your word day and night, and whatever we do, we will prosper according to Psalms 1:3. Thank you, Lord, that we will prosper through the prophets and the prophetic ministry. Thank you, Lord, that your word is true, that you're not a liar. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us, that you have chosen us. Thank you, Lord, that we will release the rod of God to swallow up every serpent that will come up against us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Exodus 7:12. Thank you, Lord, that you come in agreement with us, Lord, so that we have authority to tread upon serpents, like your word says in Luke 10:19. Thank you, Lord, that we are believers, Lord, that we activate our faith. We activate the promises that you have given us, because we know, Lord, that you're just waiting for us to call upon your name, to believe in you, to trust in you, to rebuke and to renounce and loose ourselves from all spiritual garbage that would attract flies and evil spirits and those that are instruments of the enemy and not of the Lord Jesus Christ. So deliver our souls from lions, as your word says in Psalm 57:4. Deliver us from the power of lions, according to Daniel 6:7. Deliver us out of the mouth of the lion, according to 2 Timothy 4:17. Lord, we come before you, my Lord, in this time, asking you, Lord, to clean us, to deliver us, to liberate us, to destroy every yoke and remove every burden, to remove all false burdens placed upon our people, our leaders, our churches, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as your word says in 1 Thessalonians 2:6. We ask you, Lord, that you, Lord, do as you said that you would do, Lord. You said that if we ask and we believe, Lord, so Lord, we believe that you, Lord, know every unequal yoke and that you could break it, Lord, in your name, Lord. So, Lord, you know every unequal yoke in the government, in every leadership, in the homes, in the neighborhoods, Lord. You know, Lord, what needs to be stricken down. You know what needs to be burned. You know what needs to be destroyed, Lord. You know what's in the airs, Lord. You know what's in the atmosphere, Lord. You know everything that needs to be rebuked and destroyed, every wicked counterfeit, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. So we bind up all our breaches, O Lord, according to Isaiah 30:26. We renounce all crooked speeches that will cause breach in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 15:14. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have power, we have authority, and that we have authority over the enemy, over the destroyer, and the destroyer cannot come into our lives or family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke the spirit that comes to destroy us. Every spirit enemy sends against us, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says that to speak words of life, words of blessings, to activate our power and authority, Lord. So I come before you, Lord, activating the power to break in pieces the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron that come up against our children, our family, our neighbors, Lord Jesus, our leaders. According to Isaiah 45:2, Lord, you said that we have to confess in your word. You said that you are the rock of our salvation, and we will believe that. You said that we are to renounce all idolatry in our bloodline and break all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we come before you, Lord, renouncing, Lord, binding, Lord, renouncing all covetous. We will not serve the God of mammon, Lord Jesus, as your word says in Galatians 3:5, Lord. Sprinkle clean water upon us and cleanse us from all filthiness and cleanse us from all idols, as your word says in Ezekiel 36:25, Lord. Lord, don't let all false gods or idols, including humans, be removed from my life in the name of Jesus. And let them be removed, Lord. Remove them, Lord. Destroy them, Lord. Don't let them come near us, Lord Jesus. Because you said, Lord, that we are to be careful, that we are to be careful over the gates, Lord. So we rebuke every enemy in the gates according to Psalms 127:5, Lord. Let the gates of our life and city be open to the King of Glory. Strengthen the bars of our gates according to Psalms 147:13. Let the gates of fountains representing the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired according to Nehemiah 2:14, Lord. Lord, so we come to you time in this season in 2020, coming into 2021, Lord, that you, Lord Jesus, bless us beyond our understanding. Seal every gate that we have, Lord, our eye gate, our nose gate, our ear gate, our mouth gate, our private gates, Lord. Everywhere we have a gate, seal it with your blood. Seal it with your resurrected power. Seal it with your promises. Seal it with the blood of the Lamb. Seal it with resurrected power from the crown of our heads to the bottom of the toes, Lord. Lord, we come in agreement, and we want to see Psalms 2:4, where it says that we can laugh at the enemy through the Holy Spirit. With Psalms 3:5, that says we will sleep well, that we will not be kept awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia. Teach us to do your will and lead us into the land of righteousness, according to Psalms 143:10. Clothe us with the garment of salvation, according to Isaiah 61:10. Lord, we come to you. Let every Pharaoh that will pursue our lives be drowned in the sea, Lord. Evil spirits, leave our life as we hear and speak the word of God, because we reject every false vision, every false prophetic word released into our lives, according to Jeremiah 14:14. So, Lord, we come before you, thanking you that you are removing every malice, every wickedness from our lives, that you are exposing all the children of the devil that will try to come to our church, to our home, to our finances, that you will expose them, and that you will remind us that we have power and authority, that you will give us our heart's desires, that if we obey you and we come to you, that you remind us that obedience is better than sacrifice. So teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, as your word says in Psalms 144:1. Show us, Lord. Show us how to warfare, Lord. Help us, my Lord, to cleanse our temples and drive out the thief from our lives. Help us, Lord, to bind and rebuke thieves that will try to block our way in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We know, Lord, that we are your battle axes and weapons of war, according to Jeremiah 51:2. Send your arrows and scatter them out. Shoot them with your light and just comfort them, according to Psalms 18:14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for covering our minds and thoughts with your blood, that precious blood of Calvary. Thank you for covering our doorsteps, our doorposts, and possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:13. Thank you that we are overcomers, that we are overcomers, and that we overcome the devil, the enemy, Satan, through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to Revelation 12:11. Thank you that we sprinkle the blood of Jesus and restore multitudes, grace, and peace, according to 1 Peter 1:2. Thank you, Lord, that we have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for that precious blood. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm in love with you. Lord, we receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that we rebuke the spirit of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we break the power of sin and inequities in our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 10:17. Thank you that we rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have great power, and that great power has been released through the apostles, according to Acts 4:33. Thank you that you're going to show us the signs, the wonders, and the miracles that be released through the power of the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 15:19. Thank you that you're releasing the power of Elijah through your prophets, according to Luke 1:7. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let the power and might be released from your hand, according to 1 Chronicles 29:14. We are delivered from the power of Satan unto God, according to Acts 26:18. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, according to Ephesians 6:16. Cause the power of darkness to submit to your power, Lord. No one has an arm like you, Lord, full of power and might, according to Job 49. Stretch out your arm and deliver us and rid us out of bondage, Lord. Favor us and let your right arm bring us into possession, Lord. Let your hand establish us and let your arm strengthen us, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Lord, I love you, Lord. I thank you for everything you've done, everything you're about to do, and I thank you for your holy name. Holy, holy is the Lord, the God who takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabo Sharama Satarabake Kerebe Sende, O Satarabake Kerebe Seterebe Kikorobo Sondo Papa, O Robo Sendere Sete Sendelebeki, Rabako Soto Sotoro Sandele, O Robo Soto Sendelebe Kikorobake Kerebe Sende Papa.
Standing in the name of Jesus, feels a lot like the end.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
to lose it, you're afraid. Try again. Right now, all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars, even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart. Oh, with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. With you, even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart. Oh yeah, it's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's not done. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done. God's not done with No, he's not done. God's not done with you.
He's soto shundaro mosete lebeki harabakanda. God is not done with you. God is not done with me. Let's sing this praise song to him as we're getting to ready to come into the new year. To God be the glory.
All your things. All to you, I'll present my heart to you.
Here's my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place.
Here's my worship. Take joy in it.
This is dedicated to our Lord and Savior, our great physician, our Jehovah Jireh, our Nisi, our husband, Father God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
I present my to you.
Here's my worship. Take joy in it.
Make it your dwelling place. I wanna put a smile on your face. I present my life to you. I present my life to you.
Here's my worship. Let's worship him every day, every moment, every hour that we could breathe, that we could think. Breathe, breathe Jesus, breathe in Jesus, and breathe out yourself. Anoint your home, every corner of your house with the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, worshiping him every day, every moment, every hour. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure you have garlic in your system. Make sure you laugh. Laugh, 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 laugh. Laugh brings the immune system up. Make sure you call everyone you know in the name of Jesus Christ.
Here's my worship smile.
Father God, I ask you, Lord, that you release every blessing to everyone that will listen to this Black Talk Radio, that you would defend them and liberate them, that your glory be their defense. That you would defend them from those that rise up against them, that you would shield them, and you would put them in your hiding place, that you would surround them with the shield of protection, that you would show them the truth, and that the truth will be the shield for them, that they will put the armor of God with the helmet of salvation, knowing always that to keep their mind on the thoughts and the meditation of God's word, because God is the only one that is the truth, the way, and the life. God is the only one that will take care of you. Read the book of Revelation chapter 3 and you will see that he will take care of you. And you will declare and decree that you are an overcomer, that no shortage will touch you, no sickness will touch you, nothing, nothing, nothing that is not of God will touch you because he will protect you. He will protect you. He will shelter you. He will give you your heart's desires. Make the Lord smile this year in 2021.
Make the Lord smile in 2021. Do not make the Lord frown. Make him smile. Let's sing to him. Smile. Say, I want to make you smile. Wake up every day. Wake up and put on strength. Put on the arm of the Lord. Wake up, wake up, wake up the dry bones and say, no, I will release my life to Jesus Christ because he has my ascension. He's the only one that will protect me against all evil, all sickness, all shortage. There is one thing. There is one thing in your court. There is one thing in your house. Hallelujah. There is one thing in your court. There is one day in your house. There is one day in your court. 1,000 miles. Hallelujah. Better is one day. 2021 will be better in the name of Jesus Christ. There is one way. Jesus Christ is our vaccination. Jesus Christ is our shelter. Jesus Christ is our protector. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. I lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I lift up Alan Levy and all Block Talk hosts. I lift up Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. That the Holy Ghost will take control. That the Holy Ghost will burn and burn everything that does not please God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I lift up the President of the United States, Donald Trump, that you will heal him, deliver him, that you will bring him to a better place, Lord. I ask you, Lord, that you take total control and arrest our new President, Joe Biden. Lord Jesus, that you arrest his mind, his soul, his thinking, and everyone around him, Lord. Kamala Harris, Lord, that you arrest her soul, her mind, her spirit, and everyone around. That you arrest Congress, that you arrest the House of Representatives, that you arrest every senator, that you arrest every prison guard, every warden in the name of Jesus Christ, that you arrest every doctor, that you arrest this virus, that you arrest every plague, that you arrest every schizophrenic spirit, every bipolar spirit, that you arrest every extortionist, every terrorist in the name of Jesus Christ. That you, my Lord, will help the orphans throughout the world, my Lord. That you will help all those, my Lord, that are seeking your face. That they will see you, Lord. That you will do signs and wonders to let them know that you are coming soon. That you're at the door, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. We are excited, those of us that know the truth, that you're coming soon, Lord. That you don't know the time or the hour, but you know you're coming soon. We want to make you smile, Lord Jesus. We want to make you smile. Those of us that are in Christ, those of us that know your word, that know, my Lord, that the signs are here, Lord. I lift up all those throughout the world that are really doing your will, my Lord, that are really seeking your face, that are waking up, calling upon your name and saying, Lord, what you want me to do today? Thank you, Lord, that this year will be a better year for the ministries, my Lord, for myself, my Lord. I leave myself last always, Lord, seeing you in advance, my Lord. Thanking you for my inventions. Thank you, Lord, for my ministry. Thank you, Lord, for every ministry work, my Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every mission that you have me on, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for protecting all those in my shadow touch and healing and delivery. Thank you, Lord, that your will be done, Lord, that you are victorious, Lord, that you have called me for such a time and such a season. Thank you, Lord, that every day I seek to make you smile, Lord, to give you a smile, Lord, that you will be pleased with my thoughts, my actions, Lord, and every mission you have me on. Thank you, Lord, that you're being glorified in every mission that you've given me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that all those that are calling upon your name right now, Lord, that you're showing them your face, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are rebuking that spirit of sickness and disease, Lord, that premature death and premature accident, that you rebuke the Lord, that you rebuke everyone that is on a list to be evicted, Lord, that you will turn it around, Lord. Thank you for everything you have turned around. Thank you for all the provisions. Thank you for all the healings. Thank you for all the miracles. Thank you for protecting me, that there will be no whiplash, my Lord, that you, my Lord, continue to leave me in the bubble, my Lord, the bubble of the Holy Ghost, the bubble of the blood of the Lamb. Thank you that you order my steps, my coming and going. Thank you, Lord, for all those, my Lord, that seek your face on Block Talk Radio. Thank you for Lillian McCann's, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Betty. Thank you for Irene's recovery and healing and deliverance. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor O. Thank you for all those on Facebook Live that heard you this year, my Lord, that were seeking your face this year, my Lord. Thank you, Father God, for all those that are hungry for the truth, the way, and the light. I want to make you smile, Lord. I want to make you smile. I want to make you smile. Release, my Lord. 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 Release the power of the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that we all have boldness to enter in the presence of God through the blood of the Lamb, according to Hebrews 10:19. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood, according to John 6:54. In Jesus' mighty name, I close this segment. Until next year, in 2007, Exodus 15:2, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is God, and I will praise him. John 14:18, I will leave you as orphans. He will not leave us. John 8:32, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. And I'll praise. It's shifting, shifting the atmosphere. The heavens open. This praise is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. Moving. It's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving. It's breaking. Our worship. It's shifting the atmosphere. Till the heavens open for breakthrough and healing. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Father God, I lift up all the neighbors, Lord, that if they have any sickness or disease, Lord, that you will rebuke it, that you will heal them, that you will do a miracle in them, that you will breathe life into their nose, Lord, that you will prolong their life, my Lord, that you will cancel premature deaths, my Lord Jesus.
It's moving, breaking. My praise shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke will be destroyed. Every chain will be broken. Shifting the atmosphere. Moving. It's breaking. All praises. Shifting the atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking. This worship is in the atmosphere. It's moving. It's breaking. Worship is in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Orobo shara mastanda raba keke besendele beki korobo kongo papa. Orobo shetere ki korobo soto setala ma keke de beki korobo kongo papa. Ihorobo soto sendere beki karaba kanda.
That feeling, know that he is God, and there's no need to fight, for the battle is not yours. Battle is the Lord. There is trouble on every side, so bad you wanna run and hide. Your enemy is out for you. And you don't know why. Oh, yeah. You think on your strength to hold back your tears. But you know you gotta face your fears. Let me whisper a word softly in your ears. Oh, stand still and know. nothing.